This massive game is underway now in the FA Cup. Chelsea up against Man United. Does it get any bigger than this? It's 0-0. We're only 6 minutes in and much of Europe will be watching this one. We get over to Jacqueline Magnay. I think she's in Amsterdam. G'day, Jack.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Down near Buckingham Palace this morning and now I'm across the pond over in Amsterdam.
Oh, you're not in one of those coffee shops over there, are you?
I'm not saying anything. There is a Dutch election on Wednesday, so, you know, there is a little bit of news going on around here. But the news this morning from Buckingham Palace was, of course, the launch of the Commonwealth Games baton relay. And that's where we had Kurt Burnley hand the baton to the Queen, who gave it to wrote a note, gave it to Anna Mears, and then passed it to Victoria Pendleton. And it's now going on its way around all the Commonwealth countries and nations before the Commonwealth Games, of course, on the Gold Coast. So that was a nice moment this morning. But also Commonwealth Games related, Durban, which was elected to host the 2022 Commonwealth Games, has been stripped of hosting those games. It hasn't been able to keep up with its promises of what it was going to deliver for the games under huge financial stress, those games. So they've had it taken away from them. They've basically pulled the pin on it. And Liverpool in England looks like it might step into the breach. They are very keen and said, we'll host it for you instead.
England are playing very well in their rugby, that's for sure. But Eddie Jones has said they can make history if they beat Ireland.
Well, yes, this is about, you know, winning more than 18 in a row, which is the All Blacks title, which he has had clearly at every win. They've got closer and closer. So they've now equaled that record. They now want to establish history and, of course, be the world leaders. Of course, they haven't played the All Blacks in that winning streak, but still, it will be the longest winning streak in Six Nations history. First time a double grand slam. You know, there's a whole lot of history-making, you know, results hanging on this match this week. But Eddie, interestingly enough, he's very, very tense at the moment, whether it's because of this, you know, record, but he's still in a really foul mood because he's blaming the British press for completely overreacting. And I don't know if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, Italy had these very outlandish tactics of not forming a ruck. And Eddie Jones was accusing them of not playing rugby and he was very vocal in his opposition to them. Well, he's now being very vocal about his opposition being broadcast and he's very upset about that. So Eddie's not in a good mood at the moment.
Well, he's got no truck with the press there. I mean, Eddie said, if that's rugby, I don't want to be part of it. Mm.
He changes to the rules and he was saying that he wasn't going to get paid because he hadn't done his job because there was no game of rugby being played that day. So he was pretty outspoken in his comments. So I don't know that he can really claim, you know, that blame the messenger in this case. But I think it could be that the pressure, you know, of this record is really weighing on his shoulders. And so he just kind of lashes out in a way that's probably a bit predictable.
And, Jack, the winner athletes have come through the world champs in Spain.
Yeah, we've gone good.
I know, we've been talking about these guys for the last couple of weeks, haven't we, and how they've been winning at World Cups. Well, Scotty James, our snowboard half-pipe, he defended his gold medal, so he's now won two world championships in a row. That was fabulous effort from him. Now, I can describe the thing, you know, he did a front side 9 and a backside 1260, so I'm sure you guys know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, of course we do.
Of course, we won some great aerial medals as well. Danielle Scott got second, Dave Morris third, and Chumpy Pullen, he just got nicked for third. He won the bronze in the snowboard cross. You know, that's that mad skelter. They're all trying to knock each other off as they go down the slope. He just missed silver there, just by a smidgen. But he won bronze, so that was great for him. Some other news out of Europe. Taz has now banned the architect of that widespread Russian doping, Sergei Portabilov, for life. So so he's now been rubbed out of sport forever. And Sepp Blatter has been ruled that the way that he played with FIFA's money was a little bit loose. You know, some of the golden handshakes were rather lavish. And Michel Platini was given $2.6 million instead of what perhaps he might have been due, which is $1.52 million. So a nice little top-off of an extra million there for his mate.
Mate, the fact that we've still got FIFA operating and we've still got the IOC operating, it beggars belief, but that is the world of high-profile sport. Good on you, Jacqueline. Enjoy
Amsterdam.
Those funny cafes in Amsterdam.
Thanks, guys.